The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
Over Pesach, somebody shared with me a story that they heard directly from the person that it happened to. And here is an incredible story of Hashgacha Pratis, Divine Providence. The fellow shared that just a few weeks before Pesach, one random morning at 11 a.m. when he's usually in the office, he decided to go and learn. He lives in Toronto. So he went to the Aguda South on Bathurst, unlocks the door, he comes into the shul, and he sits down and he begins to learn. Just a few minutes later, there was a frantic knocking at the front of the shul. And he goes there, he opens it up, and standing there is a woman who seems panicked. And she says, "You gotta help me." He goes, "What's wrong? Is everything okay?" And listen to what she shares with him. She says, "I'm from Oregon in the United States. And when I heard about the eclipse, I decided to come view it in Niagara Falls, alongside a million other people. While I was at Niagara Falls, I remember that I had an old uncle, a survivor, who was in an old age home somewhere in the Toronto area. I should probably go and visit him if I'm here anyways." And I did. He was in Hamilton, Ontario. And I came to the facility we were staying, and when I came to the front desk, they told me, "Oh, we're so sorry. He just passed away a few days ago." "So where is he?" They said, "Well, he's in the morgue." You see, the way it works in Canada is if there's no next of kin and no one claims him, he waits for a week. And at the end of the week, we cremate him. If nobody shows up within the next few days, we're going to cremate him. She goes, "You can't cremate him. He's my uncle and he's a Jew." They said, "No problem. If you can arrange a burial and take care of all the arrangements, we're happy to release him. If not, default, he'll be cremated at the end of the week." She goes, "That can't happen." I said, "Okay, share with us the arrangements and we're happy to accommodate." She has no idea what to do. She's from Oregon. She's in Hamilton, Ontario. She figures to herself, "Listen, Toronto is a Jewish community. Jews help Jews. Let me see if I can go to Toronto." She comes to Toronto. She has absolutely no idea who to turn to. She takes a bus down Bathurst. As she's on the bus, she's looking out the window, and she passes a shul that says on it, Keltzer Congregation. Keltz was a city in Poland, and over 100 years ago, people who emigrated from Poland to Toronto opened the shul called Keltzer Congregation. Eventually, that shul kind of faded and it was taken over by the Aguda South. She sees Keltzer Congregation. She goes, "My uncle, the deceased uncle, was from Keltz. Maybe they could help." She gets off the bus. She runs over to the door and she knocks frantically. And this fellow opens it up. "Help me," she says. "We can't let my uncle be cremated." "You're right," he says. "Let's see what we could do." And he contacts the necessary askanim and they're able to arrange a kosher burial, respectable, kedas ukedin, and the fellow receives kavod achron, last respects. Unbelievable. This guy never, ever learns in that shul at 11 a.m. This woman randomly, quote-unquote, takes a bus down Bathurst and sees the words Keltzer Congregation and says maybe they could help. And like they say, the rest is history. Now here's one more amazing detail. When they shared the story with the Rav of the shul, the Rav of the Aguda South, he said, "I'm going to tell you the truth. You know, for years we've been wondering if we should take the sign down. There's no one left from that place anymore. And it's Aguda South, that's what everyone calls it, but we never got around to it." And now we realize that there was a reason why it was there, so that this fellow should get the appropriate burial, a burial alpidas, alpidin, a burial that's within the parameters of halacha, and appropriate last respects. How magnificent and how wonderful are the ways of Hashem.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org